So, here I sit by my favorite tree. The grandfather tree that grows just a little off from the woodland path. People from my village say that this yew tree is 1,000 years old. Maybe even more. That it magically comes alive to walk the forest at night. When I was very small, I would sit under its boughs with my father, and he would delight me with these wonderful fairy tales. I still remember him vividly telling me that if I was to sit very, very quietly and listen ever so carefully, the grandfather tree would tell me extraordinary, wonderful secrets, fantastical stories of mythical fairies and faraway lands. I breathe in the night. Somehow, the forest feels so very different. The night seems alive. The air is thick. Thick with the unknown. With excitement. With danger. I feel restless. I feel a deep-seated hunger. A need that grows increasingly within my belly. There is an unfamiliar intensity to the night. A raven perches above me. High amongst the gnarled branches, he cocks his head intently to the side as if to listen. Is he listening to the whispered tales of the ancient tree which he sits upon? Or perhaps the old raven is listening vigilantly for dangers hidden deep within the woods. My mother seemed to delight in telling me dark, dark tales of bad, bad things. God-forsaken things. Stories of unholy creatures that'll end me in a blink of an eye. She told me of wild, loathsome beasts lurking behind every tree and stone. Evil demons that tear my poor body limb from limb. She was especially fond of telling me about the big bad wolf that walked these woods. And he would eat me up without a care. Time after time my mother would scold. Never stray, little Red. Keep to the path, and please, try to be a good girl. Well, maybe, just maybe, I don't want to be a good girl, Mother. I do so crave some of the things Mother warned me of. Does she not think that perhaps as I grow I might become ever so curious about those things? About the forbidden? Maybe. Just maybe. I close my eyes. I breathe in the night. Just for comfort, my hands find their way between my legs. Lightly. Brushing, pushing against my precious spot. How lovely that feels. Reaching underneath my skirts, my fingers begin to work busily between my exposed thighs. Joy fills me. Care escapes me. One finger. Two fingers slip inside. I inhale deeply. The whole damn night. My heartbeat races. My breathing quickens. And rapture envelops me. An intoxicating concoction of pleasure and danger spirits me away. I'm lost in delirium. Lost in my own forbidden thoughts. I imagine what it'd feel like to be with him. To have that unholy cock relentlessly rye my tight hole, fucking me like he would his bitch. To feel that magnificent creature fill me so completely. To feel that brutish cock unmercifully fuck my eager cunt deeper and deeper and deeper still. How would it be to be truly devoured by him? My big, bad, so big, so big. Fuck. No. Big bad wolf. Frigid moon. I slowly remove my wet fingers out of my delicious cunt. One by one, I lick each finger. Perfectly clean. Mother, I'm sorry. I really do try to be a good girl. Honestly, I do.